WRRI, Public Radio International.
You are about to hear music of extraordinary beauty and shocking violence. The St. John Passion by Johann Sebastian Bach, played complete by the Pittsburgh Symphony, with Manfred Honeck conducting a semi-staged version with action stage right and left, directed by Sam Helfrich, Baroque instruments, a countertenor among the soloists, and the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, divided into two groups on stage. The St. John Passion was first heard in Leipzig on Good Friday, 1742. In between parts 1 and 2, there would have been a long sermon. I'm Jim Cunningham. I'll keep my homily to a minimum. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Bass Paul Armin Edelman sings the role of Jesus. The Evangelist is sung by tenor Martin Latke, narrating the story with the words of St. John as translated by Martin Luther, describing the crucifixion of Jesus. The choir is divided into a group of singers wearing black at the back of the stage and a smaller group on the audience left wearing street clothes. They participate in the action with the soloists singing as the high priests, the soldiers, and Jews. Sam Helfrich is an opera and theater director based in New York. He is head of dramaturgy at the NYU Tisch School for the Arts. In this production of St. John Passion, Sam Helfrich has the actors and singers portray scenes from daily life, including a man and a woman who are going through a divorce, and a group of Pittsburgh Steelers fans who are enthralled in the game, reacting to the action they watch on screen while in a bar. Two people with computers sit alone in a coffee shop. Director Sam Helfrich joined conductor Manfred Honeck to describe the look of the Bach St. John Passion at Heinz Hall.
Everyone is just in regular clothes, nothing too formal, nothing that would seem like a costume. I have one costume in the piece, which comes late in the second act, but really everyone's in regular clothes, you know, sort of nicely dressed, but Jesus is in a pair of pants, dark pants and a gray shirt. The character of Pilatus wears a suit, gives him a kind of authority that the character has in the piece. A lot of the second act is a kind of psychological dialogue, in a way, between Pilatus and Jesus. So it's a variety of different outfits, but it's really not costumes. It's really just people on the stage.
And if you're not a Lutheran or a churchgoer, does the St. John Passion by Bach mean anything to you?
I've worked on so much Baroque music in my career, and I just love this music so much. And sometimes people who are totally unfamiliar with it don't know how to get into it, how to listen to it, and it seems like a challenge. And for me, as a theater director, that's why it's always interesting to give it some kind of context, to sort of bring out the narrative and to give it a theatrical point of view that allows people to hear it through watching the story. So for me, it's a theatrical event. And as a theatrical event, it's for everybody.
The Bach St. John Passion consists of chorales and hymns or choruses with soloists' arias. It begins and ends with an extended chorale. Manfred Honeck finds the musical symbolism Bach wrote into his score fascinating.
It is so fascinating, this music, the secrets in the music. When you hear the basses, trailer basses and the organ, they establish the harmony and the basic of their accords, illustrated God. And then you have in the violin 16 notes, so moving notes, it is replacing the Holy Spirit. And then you have the oboes, who have extremely sharp dissonant sounds, already illustrating the pains of the crucifixion. So you have actually composed the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then three times, Herr, 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 Lord, 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 three times is also the Trinity. And this is so wonderful to that he start immediately with these kind of secrets. And I think it's great what the chorus offers here. It brings you already in the mood. We know already what will be the end.
Manfred Honeck will conduct the Bach St. John Passion with our soloists, including countertenor André Nemzer, soprano Sunhei Im, tenor Thomas Cooley, the baritone is Lucas Meacham, Pilatus is sung by baritone Alexander Elliott. Bass Jeffrey Klefstad sings Petrus. Soprano Amelia Darcy sings Ancilla. And tenor Jonathan McDonald is Service. The Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh was prepared by Maria Sensi Selner. Two members of the Baroque ensemble Chatham Baroque will join the Pittsburgh Symphony. Scott Polly plays lute and Patricia Halverson viola da gamba, with Ann Martindale Williams, principal cellist of the Pittsburgh Symphony, joining the continuo along with Rodrigo Ojeda keyboard. Here is part one of the St. John Passion by Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV 245. Manfred Honeck conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
singen über den Bach Kidron. Da war ein Garten, da rein ging Jesus und seine Jünger. Judas aber, der ihn verriet, wusste den Ort auch. Denn Jesus versammelte sich oft, das selbst mit seinen Jüngern. Da nun Judas zu sich hatte genommen die Schar und der hohen Priester und Pharisäerdiener, kommt ihr dahin mit Fackeln, Lampen und mit Waffen? Als nun Jesus wusste alles, was ihm begegnen sollte, ging er hinaus und sprach zu ihnen:
Wen suchet ihr?
Sie antworteten ihm:
Jesus von Nazareth, Jesus von Nazareth, Jesus von Nazareth.
Jesus spricht zu ihnen:
Ich bin's.
Judas aber, der ihn verriet, stund auch bei ihnen. Als nun Jesus zu ihnen sprach: Ich bin's, wichen sie zurück und fielen zu Boden. Da fragte er sie abermals:
Wen suchet ihr?
Sie aber sprachen:
Jesus von Nazareth, Jesus von Nazareth, Jesus von Nazareth.
Ich hab's euch gesagt, dass ich sei. Suchet ihr denn mich, so lasset diese gehen.
Das Wort erfüllt würde, welches ihr sagte: Ich habe dir keine verloren, die du mir gegeben hast. Da hatte Simon Petrus ein Schwert und zog es aus und schlug nach des hohen Priesters Knecht und hieb ihm sein recht Ohr ab. Und der Knecht hieß Malchus. Da sprach Jesus zu Petro:
Stecke dein Schwert in die Scheide, soll ich den Kelch nicht trinken, den mir mein Vater gegeben hat, den Kelch, den mir mein
und die Diener der Juden nahmen Jesu und bunden ihn und führten ihn aufs Erste zu Annas, der war Kaiphas Schwäger, welcher des Jahres hoher Priester war. Es war aber Kaiphas, die den Juden riet, es wäre gut, dass ein Mensch wieder umbracht für das Volk.
Oh,
Petrus aber folgte Jesu nach und ein anderer Jünger. War dem hohen Priester bekannt und ging mit Jesu hinein in des hohen Priesters Palast. Petrus aber stund draußen vor der Tür. Da ging der andere Jünger, der dem hohen Priester bekannt war, hinaus und redete mit der Türhüterin und führte Petrus hinein. Da sprach die Magd, die Türhüterin, zu Petru:
Bist du nicht dieses Menschen, Jäger?
Er sprach:
Ich bin's nicht.
Es stunden aber die Knechte und Diener und hatten ein Kohlfeuer gemacht. Denn es war kalt und wärmete sich.
aber stund bei ihnen und wärmete sich. Aber der hohe Priester fragte Jesus um seine Jünger und um seine Lehre. Jesus antwortete ihm:
Ich habe frei öffentlich geredet für der Welt. Ich habe alle Zeit gelehret in der Schule und in dem Tempel, da alle Juden zusammenkommen, und habe nichts im Verborgenen geredet. Was fragest du mich darum? Frage wiederum die gehört haben, was ich zu ihnen geredet habe. Siehe, dieselbige wissen, was ich gesagt habe.
Als er aber solches redete, gab der Diener einer, die dabei stunden, Jesu einen Backenstreich und sprach:
Solltest du die hohen Priester also antworten?
Jesus aber antwortete:
Hab ich übel geredet, so beweise es, dass es böse sei. Hab ich aber recht geredet? Was schlägest du
ihn gebunden zu dem Hohenpriester Kaiphas. Simon Petrus stund und wärmete sich. Da sprachen sie zu ihm:
Bist du nicht seine Jünger? Nein, bist du nicht seine Jünger? Nein, bist du nicht seine Jünger?
Das Ohr abgehauen hatte.
Sah ich dich nicht im Garten bei ihm?
da verleugnete Petrus abermal. Und also bald gerettet ihr Haar. Da gedachte Petrus an die Worte Jesu und ging hinaus und bitterlich und weinte ihn.
You have the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck and the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh. The music by Johann Sebastian Bach, his St. John Passion. The Mendelssohn Choir ended part one by singing Peter, who did not recollect, denied his God, who yet after a serious glance wept bitterly. Evangelist Martin Latke was a member of the Tomener Chor in Leipzig for 9 years. He co-founded the Kalmus Ensemble Leipzig in 1999. Martin Latke recorded the Bach Christmas Oratorio for Decca with the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra and Ricardo Chailly, and his recording of the B minor Mass with the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra is available on video disc. Bass Paul Armin Edelmann, Jesus, was a member and soloist of the Vienna Boys Choir. He sang more than 30 roles with the opera theater in Koblenz, Germany. Part two is on the way. Bach heard the St. John Passion only 4 times during his life. At the first performance in Leipzig, the sermon would have begun about now. In 1742, you made a major commitment to spend time in the pew on Good Friday at the St. Nicholas Church.
I think the sermons generally in the early times they were much longer than it is today.
Manfred Honeck is the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Malia Toronjo is president and CEO. Assistant conductors Francesco Lecce-Chong and Andres Franco. Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. You can hear archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Take a moment. I hope you'll write. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. Get them free while they last. With the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, along with photographs of our soloists this season. There's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. All free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is distributed by PRI, Public Radio International.